You know, you really need an appliance for this one.
Yeah. Do I sound like an appliance?
Not really.
Doesn't that sound like a blender?
A little different than the original version that I already came up with. I'm going to do a country-western version that I just made up.
It's a country-western song.
I have a story I need to tell. It's kind of boring, but I know it well. The phone rings at 9 a.m. It wakes me up, so I answer it. There's a lady on the other end, speaking very quickly, something like this: a bunch of words, and then Ron's appliances, and then another bunch of words. I kindly mention she has the wrong number, but she says, "No, I dialed 551-6278. Says that the hurry voice, correcting me, assuring me I'm Ron's appliances. Well, you know, I think about it. Perhaps she's right. Perhaps I've forgotten that I live in an appliance store. No, I decide after looking around, my sloppy clothes laying all over the floor there, and the hound dog in the corner, and there's a bunch of flies, that if this was Ron's appliances, then they better clean the place up, because this is pretty bad, and no one's going to want to buy any of these appliances. Besides, the potato chips are falling off the TV set, and the TV set doesn't look like something you would buy at an appliance store, because it's kind of only got one channel, and the one channel doesn't play very good. So I decide that this is not appliance store, and I'm really not Ron. With newfound confidence, I speak to her like a patient stranger to a wrong number. I'm sure you dialed wrong. This is 551-6178. I emphasize the second one. I sense her illusionment. Reality is crashing swiftly before her, but not before she gets the last word. Oh! And then she hangs up the phone.